Hello and welcome to The Silver King's War. I'm Michael Sievers, the writer, producer, and creator of this podcast series about my father's Second World War as a B-26 bombardier. Today we continue in The Silver King's letters from Carlsbad, New Mexico, and Bomber School. It's late in December and just before the Christmas holiday season, and the king is writing long, wistful letters. Stanley writes to his family on Thursday, December 23rd, 1943. "Dearest ones, a little late for Xmas greetings, but better late than not at all. I know just being home was a very merry holiday for all. Nonetheless, my wishes are here and now submitted. Also, I wish you all a very happy new year, and may the coming year be only the health, happiness, and wealth you so justly deserve. I can easily picture the wonderful time you all will have with Richie on Xmas morning. Being so much older, I'm sure he will get a big kick out of it. How I wish I could be there to join you in all the fun. This is my first Xmas away from home, and I pray my last. It will only seem like another day. Have lots of fun for me, too. Now I want to thank you for your very kind and generous gift. It was wise of you to send money, but you really shouldn't have made it for so much. Believe me, I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. You can be assured I'll make good use of it. In fact, I'll probably be the best-dressed officer in the Army, with credit going to you. Right now, it appears we will have a white Christmas here deep in the heart of New Mexico. Late this afternoon, it began snowing lightly and has slowly increased. The ground should be well covered by morning. I'm wondering if you're experiencing the same there. The latest weather reports have it that there is a cold front moving your way, so be prepared. It may be there in 2 days or 2 months. It's a relief to know you're over your colds. There seems to be bad weather all over the country. This week is over as far as duty is concerned. We have open post from noon tomorrow until Sunday night, which is quite a holiday from the Army. As yet, I haven't plans as to how I will pass the time, that is, except for dates with Mary. As usual, we'll have a swell time. Tomorrow, the first class of the school will graduate, and 3 weeks from Friday, I will graduate. Oh, what a wonderful feeling. All week, the graduating class has been walking around in their pinks and greens, and they really look swell. My squadron will have to attend the exercises in the morning, so we'll know what to do when our time comes. I don't know yet if they are getting a leave. I'll get all the details tomorrow. Then I'll have a pretty good idea of what kind of a deal we will get. If I can possibly get what I ask for, I'll be in good shape. I'm not sure it's permissible, but I'm going to put in a request for training in a B-26. It's a medium bombardment ship instead of heavy, as the Flying Fortress is. It's a much better ship, too, and from the reports I've read, they are doing better in combat than the Fortress. Besides that, a great deal of the training in this ship is being done in Florida. So I'll be killing two birds with one stone, closer to home and safety in combat. Also, I'll have a few more days at home if I get a delay en route. I won't need as much traveling time as I would if I had to report back in the West someplace. Keep your fingers crossed. This being the 15th week, I should be finished with my flying. However, I'm only halfway through. I'm supposed to have 120 hours in the air to graduate, but now I have only about 60. It's the school's fault because it's being new. They still haven't worked out a satisfactory schedule. So now we'll be flying morning, noon, and night to make up the hours. Already we are scheduled to fly Sunday night. I should be kept plenty busy for the next 3 weeks, and it will probably become very tiresome. I'd say it was almost impossible to do it. If I didn't know, nothing is impossible for the Army. I just wish you could be here for my graduation. It will surely be a gala occasion. You can bet your boots I'll be in Chicago to see you if I get the time. I do so want to spend some time with Richie. I'm going to try to call Sunday morning, and I hope this time Richie will talk to me. I hope you won't be up too late Saturday night, as my call will come early. Keep well, and please write me when you get the chance. Give Richie and Cece a big kiss and hug for me. And thanks again for the check. Lots of love, Stan. The Silver King writes a brief addendum to this letter. Dearest Mother and Dad, I know you will read this, and I want you to know I'm thinking of you. I've got reservations for you at the La Caverna. You surely have a terrible trip ahead of you. I'm glad you'll have a day to rest up. You'll surely need it. I hope you're as excited about it as I am. 3 weeks from tonight, you will be here. That, I think, is the most marvelous thing in the world to look forward to. Please keep well and take extra care of yourselves. Write me soon. I love you and miss you, Stan. And Merry Christmas to Ida. The Silver King's letter right before Christmas is revealing in a change in his thinking about his war. He had really expressed great interest in heavy bombardment because he was in love with the Flying Fortress, the B-17. But he'd been reading about the B-26 and made a decision to apply for medium bombardment. That request and some luck in 1944 will change his war. Stanley made it through his holiday weekend in style, and he writes to his family on Monday, December 27, 1943. Dearest ones, I'm terribly sorry I didn't call you over the weekend. It was just an impossibility to get through due to the overcrowded lines. I had the girl put the call in at 8 a.m. Saturday, and I waited until 5 p.m. with no success. And then I tried again Sunday, all morning. I suppose everyone was trying to call home. If it wasn't such a long delay at night, I would call during the week, or at least I would try. But not knowing what night you would be home, and not knowing when I would be free, I can't promise. I'll keep trying over the weekend, but don't be disappointed when you don't hear from me. It was a swell Xmas vacation, and I made the most of it. If I hadn't had to come back to fly last night, it would have been perfect. Four of us had a small room at the La Caverna. It was a regular open house at all hours of the night and day. Liquor was flowing like water, and I had my share of it. Never have I seen so many drunks. It seemed like everyone was trying to outdrink the other, and that included the officers as well as the cadets. The two bars and one dance hall were jammed and packed. It was almost impossible to dance. Still, everyone had a great time. Xmas Day, Mary invited me to have dinner at her house, which I thought was very nice. I didn't go, however, hoping that your call would come through. So I spent the day relaxing and recuperating from the night before. It was a very quiet Xmas. At 5 in the afternoon, I finally gave up and went to see Mary. We went out for dinner, a movie, and dancing later. The USO gave the dance Saturday night as all the bars were closed all day. It wasn't too bad, and I had a swell time. Sunday, I came back to camp early so I could rest in order to fly. Then comes time to fly. Bad weather sets in. The mission is canceled, and a whole evening where I could have been having fun is shot to hell. It really burned me up, and the same thing will probably happen next weekend. Already, we are scheduled to fly Sunday afternoon. We don't get any time off for New Year's. In fact, I won't even be able to get to town. We fly Friday afternoon, Saturday morning, and Sunday afternoon. I could go in Saturday night until midnight, but I'm going to sleep, so I'll feel like flying Sunday. It's like I told you. We are short of hours, and they will make us fly at every possible opportunity. The weather is terrible. All day it has been cloudy and very cold. This morning there was a slight snow flurry, but I think it's too cold to snow now. There hasn't been any flying all day due to the low ceiling, and if it keeps up, I don't see how we'll be able to make up the last hours. We'll have to fly instead of sleep. Only 18 more days to go now, thank goodness. I get more excited each day. I'm happy to report that the class which just graduated got 10 days delay en route. It isn't much when you have to travel in the 10 days, but a hell of a lot better than nothing. I'm almost positive I'll get the same, perhaps even more. Of course, my length of stay at home will be determined by the base I will have to report to. I still have hopes of going back to Florida. They can give the West back to the Indians. I think I wrote you that I've changed the date of your reservations at the hotel. You can expect a good service when you get here, as the girl behind the desk is a personal friend of mine. No kidding. My name is almost like magic in this town. There isn't any more news, only that I wish you a very happy New Year. It's needless to tell you all my wishes. I think they can go without saying, but I shall make one wish, the one that holds uppermost position. May the coming year find us all together, living in supreme happiness and health. And may God hear me when I say, God bless you and keep you. My love to everyone, and especially to Ida for the sweet Xmas card. I love you and miss you, Stan. Our hero, the Silver King, is finishing 1943 with great confidence about the coming year. As he writes to his family on Saturday, January 1st, 1944. Dearest ones, I hope this finds you all well and having lots of fun. Since last night was New Year's Eve, I suppose you celebrated in grand style. Don't fail to write me what you did and who was the big drunk this year. I spent a very quiet evening. In fact, I was in bed before midnight. Surely a far cry from the way it was last year. We were scheduled to fly this morning, but once again it was canceled due to the weather. The ceiling was low, and it was raining. And speaking of low, it fits perfectly as to how I felt last night. I just hope I never feel as homesick as that again. It's undoubtedly the worst feeling in the world. All I could think about was all of you being together. I would have easily thrown away everything to have been with you. I pray to God I'll not have to greet another year in this damn army. I know now that all my children will be girls. No son of mine will go through what I have in the past year, and I haven't had it half as bad as some of the others. It's a miserable existence, however you may look at it. I could have gone to town tonight, since I don't fly until tomorrow afternoon. But I know if I did go in, I would only get drunk and wouldn't be in shape to fly tomorrow. The one and only consolation is that there are only 2 weeks to go. Believe me, graduation day will be the happiest of my life. I'm confident we'll be given 10 days delay en route. Not many days, but you can be sure I'm going to live a lifetime during it. So don't be surprised if you suddenly gain a daughter-in-law. Of course, it will be someone you've met and know. And there's no telling how long I'll be in this country. By this time, I'm sure you're resigned to the fact that I'll have to go sooner or later, and I'm determined to get my share of happiness before that time comes. Some people might think that is a selfish attitude to take and even unfair to a girl, but I know different. I know it can be done. With the money I'll be making, I'm sure I can support a wife. Or even if it is a struggle, it couldn't be as bad as the lonely nights on an army post. We'll have a long trip home together, though, and we can discuss it more fully. Just keep it in mind. I flew another navigation mission Friday. It was a follow-the-pilot type. I did fare on it, missed destination by 5 miles, and was 2 minutes early on my ETA. I call it fair because last time I had a 0-0 mission. But the navigators always say that any time destination can be seen, it's a good mission. And on clear days, you can see about 50 miles. So I guess you can call it a good mission. We carried bombs with us and dropped them when we got back. It was bombing from 1,000 feet and lots of fun. A different procedure is used at this low altitude. It's more difficult than the other, as everything must be accurate to the nth degree. If it isn't, you'll never come near the target. At 160 miles per hour, the ground is going under so fast, the target is gone before you can get a good look at it. You have about 1 second to spot where the bombs hit. It's really exciting. The schedule is out for the coming week. There is so much flying, I would do just as well by living in a plane. I fly every day but one, and fly 3 nights. Take my word for it, that's a lot of time in the air. I'm through with ground school. The time we aren't in the air will be spent on the skeet and pistol range. I don't look forward to that, as it's too damn cold to be on the range. I'm really complaining tonight, aren't I? I tried on my officer's uniforms the other night. Boy, are they beautiful. 2-1, you won't recognize me in them. I've got a trench coat that won't stop for anything, and it shouldn't because it set me back $65, but it really is a honey. It's one of these affairs that will be a top coat, raincoat, and overcoat. It has a lamb's wool removable lining. The coat is a light gray gabardine. When I put it on, I look like Superman, real zooty. Out of the $250 the government gives me, I've spent $182 for just the necessities. Blouse, 2 pants, 2 shirts, a trench coat, and a cap. I'll need lots more, but we'll wait until I'm settled to buy. You can be sure I'll be a well-dressed officer. There will be no confusing me with any OCS man. Remember how Jerome was dressed, and you'll see the difference when you see me. I received a swell box of cookies and candy from Aunt Sylvia. Mother, when you write her, thank her for me. I won't have the time, and it was very sweet of her to remember me. I'm hoping to call you in the morning, but if I don't get through, you'll know I tried. No more news. I'll try to write again during the week, but it looks doubtful. Keep well. My love to everyone. Write soon. Love to Ida. I love you and miss you, Stan. Stanley, our hero, was always a very sharp dresser, and he really is ready for graduation and his commission and gold bars. As he writes his last letter from Carlsbad Army Airfield on Thursday, January 6th, 1944. Dearest ones, I've been wanting to write you all week, but this is the first chance I've had. I've been flying night and day since Sunday, and this is the first night I've had off. My total number of flying hours is 90 now, and I've still a lot more to get. I'll probably be flying up to the last day. Believe me, it's plenty tiresome. I'm worn out. Tomorrow morning and tomorrow night, I'll be flying again. At the rate I'm going, I'll need some time off to recuperate. Well, next week this time, you'll be here. I hope you're as excited about it as I am. Only a week to go. I can remember when it was 18 weeks. I can truthfully say I'm not sorry to see it end. It's been a struggle all the way. I can't promise to meet your train, as there may be things that will have to be done here at the base. So if I'm not there, you'll know it's because I couldn't make it. You go straight to the hotel. Your room will be waiting, and you can wait there until I call. Gee, I can hardly wait to see you. It seems like a year since we've been together. It will certainly be a happy reunion. I hate to tell you this now, but graduation has been changed again, back to Saturday, Jan 15, as it was originally. I'm sorry it caused you so much trouble to change your reservations, but that's typical of the Army. For all I know now, it might be changed again. So you come as you plan now. We'll leave here Saturday night instead of Friday night. It will give you an extra day to rest up before going back. I'm sure you'll need it after such a hard trip. I do hope it won't be too tiresome for you. Make the most of it, and I'll treat you to a good time when you get here. I received a delicious box of candy from the Robins this week. I wish I had the time to write them, but I'm so busy and tired, I can't even think straight. Please thank them for me now, and I'll do it in person in about 10 days. Dodie never seems to forget anyone. Be sure to give her a big kiss for me. It was sweet of Aunt Lena and Uncle Dodie to want to buy me a uniform. The pants and shirt are awfully expensive and would make a swell gift, but I'm glad you advised them against it. All my stuff must be tailor-made or else it won't fit right, so I'd rather not have it. Sounds like you all had a swell New Year's Eve. I might have known the crowd would congregate at the Grand Hotel. You probably had more fun at home than you would have had at the hotel. At least you could put the drunks to bed easy enough. I surely wish I could have been there. And thanks for forwarding Daly's letter. If you remember, he was the redheaded kid I was with all the time before I came in the Army. He went into the cadets a month before I did and was at Santa Ana when I was at Maxwell. He received his wings as a pilot and is flying a fighter plane now. Lucky boy. I know you'll hate to see the kids leave. I'm sorry they won't still be there when I get back. I'm just hoping I'll get to Chicago for a couple of days anyhow. It's almost imperative that I do. I'll do my best to call Sunday. I do want to talk to them before they leave. Keep well and have a swell trip, and I'll see you next Thursday. Love to Ida. I love you and miss you. Stan. This is the end of Carlsbad Letters Part 7 and the end of the Silver King's writing from Bomber School. He's about to graduate, receive his gold bars and begin the next phase of his training in the Silver King's War.